it hasn't happened yet. I try to follow orders and remain the best of friends, but I can't stay inside when the outside must pretend. While in negotiations, I see the hollow in your eyes. We lower expectations, we believe each other's lies. Suffer through the silence and maintain that it's alright, but I can't play the game when there's nothing left to find. You make a face like that, you face a face like that. If you keep keeping it up for long, you're gonna put somebody's eye out before you even know you've done somebody wrong. Of everything but us, we make a lovely threesome, just you and me and the ghost of what was. We're like a dirty rumor that's been driven into dust, and I can't stay. You make a face like that, if he's a face like that, if he keeps keeping it up for long, you're gonna put somebody's eye out.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back.
To
91.5 FM.
WMFO.
Medford. Tufts. Freeform Radio. I can't hear you at all, Daniela. But if you missed it, it was 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know. It was a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. And,
oh, there we go. Hello, Daniela. Welcome. So you were listening. Ooh, now I can't hear myself. Okay, so... Yeah, thank you for that. So
you could hear my echo. Like, that was
yeah,
great.
You could hear the ghost of Daniela. So you were listening to the post-Thanksgiving episode, which means that we have successfully traversed the country, made it through Thanksgiving.
Somehow.
And now we're back in your ear holes, telling you a little thing or two about ourselves. We're going to learn. We're going to grow. And
I like that. We're going to learn.
It's going to be
grow.
It's gonna be a nice hour. So, So yeah, I'm Ben.
And I'm Daniela.
And this is our post-Thanksgiving inaugural episode, inaugurating the fact that it is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have to say on that. So
yep.
We're going to discuss some of our adventures and misadventures of Thanksgiving right after this music break.
Mm-hmm. Please enjoy.
Inside my own maze, then In order to lighten the weight of a metal lump, one must roam the stone cobbled streets in search of food and foss within the neighboring houses. However, a quest to drag affection from the pools of pleasure to the mundane deserts can at times land a leisurely cat in quite the predicament. Today, our fellow friend has landed himself in just that situation, where the lump is now featherweight and has left space for feelings of attachment between two houses he wishes to be temporarily domesticated by.
Oh, won't you be my summer lover? I can't make up my mind, my dear. I need someone to keep me company. Soon the winter will be near. Someone to fuck all through the night. Chase my demons out to space. But somehow I can't commit to what I'm scared of losing both to fate. Oh, won't you be my summer lover?
Afraid you've not been nice, my dear. We gave you snacks and milk and cuddles. Yet somehow still you disappear. To escape the pavements in the night. And quest for nicer milk to score. Pastures seem more green the other side. Well, we don't want you here no more.
She asked,
"Have you ever saw a girl you lay with upon these fine sheets?"
I paused and lit a grip. Je m'excuse, j'ai pas le temps pour tes questions, t'es chiante. Je préfère le temps quand on est dans le silence. C'est pas que de répondre, ça me dérange, mais je meurs de chaleur. Là, j'ai peur que toi partir dehors. Elle me dit, un peu de sang comme du parfum Dior. T'as torse du Coco Chanel. J'en ai marre, vas-y, casse-toi, dégage. Je prends mes affaires, puis je ferme la porte. Dehors, il fait beau, ça sent bon la fleur. Une odeur de béton brûlé, chaleur, chaleur. Dring, dring, bro, y'a le téléphone qui sonne. Je m'allume une clope et je réponds en douceur.
Ouais, allô, c'est le chat qui est-tu? Ah, ça va, pas grand chose, là, je me balade dans la rue. Il fait beau, ouais, je sais, fait un temps magnifique. Es-tu libre? Non plus, j'ai pas de plan, rendez-vous à minuit.
On va en boîte, dépense, dépense. Putain, c'est cher, mais vive la France. On rit, on danse, on vit, on boit, on chante. L'unique, on rentre.
Allô, taxi.
Tiens, je t'ouvre la porte, tu vois, je suis cigale. Encore ça me chante, bébé. On met le chauffeur du beurre mal à l'aise. On s'embrasse en fenêtre ouverte dans le vent d'été.
Oh, je t'aime non plus.
Ça me fort le temps d'une javanaise. Ou plutôt jusqu'à ce que vienne la belle matinée.
Oh, won't you be my summer lover?
I can't make up my mind, my dear. I need someone to keep me company. Soon the winter.
car les jeunes peuvent te faire. I want you be my son, my lover.
What is up?
Whose voice is that? It's a new voice. I didn't hear it at the beginning. Daniela, do you know whose voice that is?
I have no idea who it is.
Should we ask it? Who is it?
Oh, no. I showed up like 5 minutes late.
Ooh. The Halloween.
So now I am forever a ghost.
No. The Thanksgiving ghost of Christmas past. Christmas past.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, anyway, oh me, oh, mama.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. This week is so
bad.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to be optimistic though. It's just tiring, you know. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of have crushed all my assignments, but
okay,
that's nice.
Cool.
I can't. What does that feel like?
I don't know. I honestly haven't. But like, just like some of them.
One of Chris's assignments.
Do you want to take a final for me on Thursday?
I wouldn't.
How about nine?
One of Chris's assignments was to take his syllabus and recopy it.
Do you want to know why?
Here's my theory. My theory is because the professor lost the syllabus and wanted a copy of it for next year.
That's not
and crowdsourced actually. The syllabus.
My question is the professor did not post it on Canvas?
No. So our job is to take the syllabus, which she copy and she like put in the assignment, mm-hmm. to copy it all, completely reformat it, and explain how we would change the course. It's basically the most in-depth course eval ever. Teaches us nothing about the class and is such a waste of time. Because we also have presentations.
So frustrating.
We also have a project and a paper due this week.
What class is this?
Media of the Middle East.
That's the most frustrating course eval of all time.
Yeah.
Did she give you the Word document of it?
I haven't done them yet.
I'm writing a few scathing ones. Even though my teachers have been good, they just have had like a...
I've been angry, but I was angry before Thanksgiving, and now Thanksgiving's passed, and I'm like, I'm angry about it, but it would also require me to get angry about it again to work up to, like, report on it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just feel better off just being like, okay, this could have been better, and then be done.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I don't have the energy to put up a fight.
I also feel like course evals were less thorough this year than they used to be. Like, I think that I used to rate them on more...
No, they've changed. They stayed the same.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they have.
One part of course evals that I thought was funny is there was a question saying, don't do that. Stop.
No thumping.
There was a question about professors outside of class communications, and it was like, my professor, when I would, like, outreach to my professor, they would, and the answers were like, respond quickly, and then like, one of them was like, no answer, but it was like, not applicable, but you could interpret it. Okay, whatever, Chris. Stop falling asleep on me.
All right, should we play a new song? No. Let's finish your story.
I'm over it. Danielle, will you put on the aux?
Oh, you want me to play?
You can play a song. I play a song.
Ooh.
No, I like Danielle in the chair.
I am in this chair.
So. I am the Senate. It's a niche Star Wars reference for our listeners.
Oh, I thank you, remember. Chris. Oh my gosh, have you guys been watching The Mandalorian?
No, don't spoil it. Can you give me your Disney Plus account?
press play.
Okay, yeah, we're moving on.
Made me even sadder. I tried to keep keep myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I made myself dizzy. I slept it away, I sexed it away, I read it away. Those metal eyes. Yeah, it's like cranes in the sky. Sometimes I don't wanna feel those metal eyes. I tried to run it away. Thought then my head be feeling clearer. I travel 70 states. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my lover. Thought if I was alone then maybe I could recover. To write it away or cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
Away.
been replaced. When I'm furthest from myself, far away, getting closer to the stars, I'm getting invaded by the dark, can't escape, trying to recognize myself when I feel I've been replaced.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello and welcome. So, discussion topic. Are there any bands that you have seen in concert that you thought were especially good?
Paul McCartney was the best concert I've ever been to. He is not only a great singer, songwriter, artist, but he, like, oh my lord, is he just, like, just a wonderful, like, concierto. I don't know.
Performer?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Concierge.
He's a great bellboy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I haven't seen that many concerts. I saw Childish Gambino. We went to one over the summer. I'm not a big concert guy.
I didn't think
guy.
It was a good venue, but I thought I liked all the bands there.
Wait, yeah. Where did you guys?
We saw Young the Giant, Coin, and the third one.
Fits in the Tantrums.
Fits in the Tantrums.
Oh, Fits in the Tantrums is an. I feel like
no. I
they were
them.
My favorite yeah. of all.
They
those.
Were my. I like them the best. I would say that, like, in terms of concerts for me are really hit or miss, and the unfortunate part is you just don't know until you're there.
Mm-hmm.
So, this summer, like before Thanksgiving, I went to AJR,
PSA.
And it was the best. It was such a good concert. Even though we weren't close, it was just, like, very emotional, and, like, he had cool technology, so he was walking on a treadmill and, like, interacting with the backdrop. It was so cool.
Whoa.
That's really cool.
And, like, that was an awesome concert. And then there were other concerts I've been to where I'm like, you know, this is boring.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm just bored they aren't playing any of the songs I like or know.
Yeah.
That stinks.
I like Gambino. Like, they say never meet your idols. And Gambino is, like, one of my favorite artists of all time. And his concert, he just came off as, like, very pretentious. And, like,
I would be, too, if I were him.
And it was just, like, how do I phrase this in a way that's good for radio? It was just, I don't know, it was just kind of boring. And I think he was, like, encouraging use of substances, which I did not have. So, I don't know. I feel like that might have made it better, but I don't know. Anyways.
I say the best concert I've ever been to, hands down, was Coldplay's Milo Xyloto.
Oh, I wish I'd gone to that.
I went with my family, and we went to the Hollywood Bowl, which is by far the best venue.
That's where SpongeBob performed, as everyone knows. Sweet Victory, you know?
Wait.
As everyone knows.
Anyways, so...
I had to do it to him.
Thank you.
It was so, so, so good. I mean, the performance, not only just the music, they played all the best songs and all good ones as well. I mean, they also were just such good performers with the lights and all the, like, they shot confetti up in the air. They also had these, like, bracelets that flashed lights with the songs, and they would, like, do these
now
really cool,
experience.
I think. Yeah, it was so, so good.
Wow.
Best concert ever.
Wow.
Can you can we maybe play a Coldplay song after this?
Dude, no, can I get a half ox, please?
Can we get, like, a Milo Xyloto or Every Teardrop is a Waterfall?
Yeah.
Or Paradise.
Or Charlie Brown. Wait, that gets
I don't
me.
Know Charlie Brown.
That one's
you
good.
You mentioned that before.
It's so it's my favorite.
Let's put
one.
Charlie Brown on next then.
All right,
give me half ox, please.
There you go.
Is this it?
You know what? This isn't happy enough.
What song was it?
You'll see. Isn't that weird that's a thing?
I hate it.
What?
And a oop.
See the turtles.
I do that all the time before that was even, like, a real thing. And that's what kind of freaked me out, though, because everyone was, like, starting to do it. And I'm like, wait, who caught on?
Turning out you're just a trendsetter. Maybe. Quite frankly.
Okay, just come on, Ben.
This matters.
Oh, we're doing the PSA?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why you have that in your lap.
I'm so, so zoned out. It's actually absurd. This one's really good because there's a different level to the PSA. What voice should I do today?
All of them.
Take it away.
I'm just going to speak in my normal voice for once.
What?
Right?
Okay. I'm ready. We're ready.
Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, And this page, you could tell it was like drenched in water at some point. It's torn to shreds. It's just all messy. You can just tell it's been utterly destroyed. And someone in the bottom right corner wrote, "Now, how do you suppose this got wet in a room where no beverages are allowed? Don't drink and WMFO, a PSA from WMFO in Medford," on the same page in like the back corner and like scribble scrabble. I just thought that was funny. Anyways, that's all, folks. Can we put on some real music?
Please.
Yeah, we can. You want me to play it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. We can play. Oh my god, there was a song going on this whole time. Whoops. Enjoy. Oh, maybe don't enjoy.
We'll be right back. together like my favorite song.
Puede ser que en ti lo gaste. conoce.
Yo estaba en la disco perreando cuando con ella me envolví. Sí, mi mujer me estaba llamando y tuve que darle delete. Y yo que no me dejo volver, villana, tú me hiciste caer. Ese booty que hasta un ciego puede ver. Y hasta el más santo quiere ser infiel.
Leco.
Cambiamos de escena, hey. De RD hasta Cartagena. Eres la única que me llena. Si te cojo, yo pago mi condena, nena. Cambiamos de escena, de RD hasta Cartagena. Eres la única que me llena. Si te cojo, yo pago mi condena.
So we're getting to that point where we say some stuff and you listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what a radio show is, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
thanks for summing that up for all of us.
For anyone who had questions about it. Yeah, so what songs do we play for them?
Oh,
in case they want to look
yes.
them up on their own time.
Yes, yes,
that's
yes.
It's a lot of them.
Yeah, but it's okay. I can read them off. So the first one we listened to, So Free by Bahamas. That was a whole 8 minutes.
And you listened.
It's a long song.
Then we listened to Coco Chanel by Lassie the Cat.
Lassie.
Oh, word.
Lassie. Anyways.
Gloucestershire.
Is the East Side.
Gloucester. Gloucestershire sounds.
Worcestershire.
Then we listened to a little bit of Solange's Cranes in the Sky. Then Matt and Kim's Not Alone. Still Feel by Half Alive. That's how I feel right now.
Sad.
And Tori Moi's Omaha. Coldplay's Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Into the Deep by Galactic featuring Macy Gray. We listened to China featuring J Balvin and Ozuna.
By A.A. Anuel.
Your Anuel A.A. Daddy Yankee and Karol G. Then the last song we just played for you was Sane by Green Tea Pang.
So we're going to play a couple more things at some point.
Couple.
But yeah, we got one or two probably in the on deck.
Yeah, bro.
But we gotta let you know in about 15 seconds about this cool little factoid. Little surprise for you is that you are listening to 91.5 FM, like, WMFO Medford, Tufts.
Free.
Form.
Radio.
Whoa. Woo. So that's us. That's what we do out here.
We have one more episode left, gang.
No, I'm here for a while.
Wait, what?
Yeah, technically I can be here for the next two episodes.
I think I'm also here for the next two episodes.
How long are you guys staying
until
here?
The 19th.
I leave the 19th.
Yeah, he also leaves the 19th.
Oh, I leave the 17th.
I can do both shows.
All right, Danielle, it's you, me, old time sake.
It's bringing
back the OG squad. Blizzquake. Blizzquake. So speaking of Blizzquake, we're going to play one more song. That
stick
is not
one song for one
two
song
more whole week. Guys, I'm going to be here for two more weeks.
That sucks.
It's been three days.
And I'm already ready to retire.
I'm 65.
I'm running low. How could she not? It was everywhere, hanging heavy like the smoke in a bingo hall. Everyone was sure he wouldn't, couldn't after all. A vow was taken and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, taking nobody with her. She's going down gracefully, never questioning why life turned on her this way.